This is Mary Fuller McChesney interviewing Lucienne Bloch, spelled LucienneBloch, who lives at 171 Marguerite Avenue in Mill Valley, California. Present also this afternoon is Robert McChesney, and the date is August 11th, 1964. First, I'd like to ask you, Lucienne, where were you born?
I was born in Geneva, Switzerland, and I was in Switzerland until I was 8.
What year were you born?
1909. Then, it was during the First World War, my father took the whole family across the ocean in one of those armed passenger ships, and we went through the submarine belt to the United States.
Oh.
And I was in New York then until my 12th year. Then we went to Cleveland, Ohio, because my father was the director of the Cleveland Institute of Music. We were there 4 years, and the last year I was there, I skipped high school. My father was very funny that way. He said, I don't see that you're learning anything in high school. Your sister and your brother have not done, they don't seem to have been able to get any good education in high school. You might just as well stay home if you want to and read. So I decided to do that, but instead I went to the Cleveland School of Art, which was supposed to be very, very good at that time, and apparently very good now. So I stayed a year, and then I went to Paris with my mother and sister and stayed there 4 years, studied with Antoine Bourdel, the sculptor.
How do you spell it?
B-O-U-R-D-E-L-L-E.
Thank you.
And also with André Lhote, L-H-O-T-E.
Who's a painter?
Who's a painter.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have liked very much at that time to be apprenticed. I did not feel satisfied with the education I was getting. And I did better work when I was working alone than in a class. But of course, I was so young, I didn't know what I wanted. I noticed that each teacher had his own little pet theory.
Yeah.
And just repeated himself, and repeated this theory. And then there was not very much else afterwards. So I figured the best thing was to learn technique, whatever that was. In sculpture, it's quite a lot. Learning how to carve out of stone, out of wood, and also learning how to make armatures and how to cast and plaster. And that was, there was no place there. Antoine Bourdel came once a month to the class and spoke philosophy and recited Mallarmé. Luckily, I knew French, so at least I got that part of it. But there were almost only American students in that class, and they couldn't. They couldn't understand. So I went to the Beaux-Arts in Paris for 3 of the 4 years that I was in Europe, in Paris. I went to the Beaux-Arts, and there I really learned technique, but I rebelled against them, because at that time the Beaux-Arts was pure academic. I studied anatomy, and that I was very glad to have, but I found that they didn't dare consider anything more marvelous than the Roman, Greco-Roman sculpture. This was the apex of art. And it was very bad, because it seemed to me at that time, of course, Picasso and all these others, Modigliani, were putting out their sculptures of the primitive, primitive style. And I kept needling the teacher about those arts, and archaic Greek. I said, what about archaic Greek?